This week, I wanted to bring something that is a large part of Japanese culture, and I feel that we in North America need to incorporate more into our daily lives.
Ooh.
So it's a cultural contrast that is most often witnessed here in North America in like visual media, such as movies, animation, comics, etc. But it can also be an important understanding to come to for our very quality of life. So this concept is, drumroll please, get ready for the worst pun you've ever experienced.
Oh.
I'm otaku about ma.
Oh. Warned me you had a real nasty pun lined up for this week, and I forgot until you said that, and I was like, uh-oh, I didn't brace myself.
Oh,
you're
so
ready
good.
To be a father.
Mm-hmm. Hey, welcome to the Arcana Archives, a deep dive into nerddom. Come in. Why don't you sit down? Can I grab your coat? How about some tea? Good, it looks like you've settled in now. My name is Rogan, and my fun fact for this week is it's shorts weather, baby! That's right, no more soft-spoken, contemplative, sweater-wearing Rogan. Say hello to cool skater bro, bear wrangling, Call of Duty master Rogan. And this is my co-host, Chelsea!
I was not prepared for any of that. For those of you who are just listening to this on a listening format, he got real close to the camera and he was like, come in, let me take your coat. Whew, was not ready. I need a minute to recollect myself. Well, I don't know how to follow that up with my fun fact, but my fun
just
fact
a quick
was...
second. Just Mom, where's the Cheetos? Mom! You were saying?
Why are you doing this? What is happening? My fun fact for this week is about Avatar. I recently took an Avatar The Last Airbender quiz to find out what kind of bender I would be, because I knew what Harry Potter house I would be in, but I didn't know what kind of bender I would be. And I thought it would be a waterbender. You know, I like really relate to water. I like to be near water. I think waterbending is cool. But I got firebender. And I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I feel like, you know, the quiz can't lie. Like, I must be a firebender, but...
I thought you would be on a three-day bender.
No. Okay, I want context for why you just did all that stuff you just did, because I'm assuming it had something to do with this episode, and I'm on the edge of my seat.
So, opposite to what I was just on about... The Japanese concept of ma is about embracing the space between and the importance of emptiness before what comes next. So it's about like highlighting certain subjects or lines instead of losing them in like a bunch of clutter.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you filled that section of the podcast with a bunch of clutter.
Yes.
I see.
So, I think the best explanation of this I found in an article on a site called treehugger.com, which says a lot about sort of, I don't know, the headspace that is in. But here, we will say, I drew a quote from that. So the article was called, Concept of Ma is at the Heart of Japanese Minimalism. So, and in there... There is a quote taken from the Japanese lifestyle site Wawaza, and it says, quote, ma is like a holder within which things can exist, stand out, and have meaning. Ma is the emptiness full of possibilities, like a promise yet to be fulfilled, end quote.
Oh, I really like that. Kind of like anticipation of a moment.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoy that description. So, but... One of the more fascinating explanations I found was that ma is to leave room for things that contrast each other to coexist. So if there is like ample space between these two concepts or phrases or objects, etc., then there is the greater likelihood of them not clashing. And that space also allows for more reflection, say in like conversation with someone before you need to deliver a response. And I guess that is like a huge thing in Japanese culture and conversation. Yeah,
I'm just thinking about like all the moments and conversations I've had where that would have been like really important, but everything's so fast paced in our culture that you're like always thinking of the next response, sometimes before, without even like listening to what the other person is saying.
Mm-hmm. Because we're like almost afraid of like that awkward silence that where like I guess in Japanese culture, like that is used to like show, hey, you're actually like thinking of how you're going to respond to this.
And that like, makes so much more sense,
like a respect for the person that you're having the conversation with,
right? Because how can you possibly like know what you're gonna say right away as soon as somebody's done talking? Like, it makes a lot of sense to have to like sit and think about what they're gonna say. But even as you're explaining this to me, I find that I want to like respond to what you're saying right away.
Mm-hmm. So I want to leap into a bit of an analysis of the kanji behind it. So if, for people who don't know, there's like three alphabets in the Japanese language. There is hiragana, which is sort of the baseline like alphabet language, and they're made up of like just straight vowels and then like k's, so like ka, ku, ki, ke, ko, and h's, t's, s's, etc., etc. But then there's katakana, which is like what is drawn from other languages, so a lot of like English words that are like brought over to Japanese are in katakana. And then kanji is like the character language that is like brought over from like the Asian mainland. So like China is mostly kanji. Well, kanji, like they're like characters. And and that is what makes up like broader concepts. So a lot of kanji combine specific images with others to convey a specific concept. So, for example, whenever you see like a kanji that has to do with water in some way, it will most often or always have like three short horizontal dashes that are stacked up on the left side of it. And that represents water in some way. So like the word for lake or ocean will have water and then something else, like another aspect of kanji.
I'm learning so much about Japanese.
Mm-hmm. So the kanji from ma, though, has both the kanji for door and sun in it. So the door looks sort of like a, like if you picture one of those Japanese archways that have like the two or three sort of like, I don't know how to say it, like horizontal pieces on top of the pillars.
Yeah.
So it kind of looks like that. And then the sun is like a box with a horizontal line halfway through it. So, and these are combined to form the sun sitting between the arch of the door to represent the light just peeking in through the doorway. So it's the space in between that doorway that creates ma.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. And I guess like there's meanings of like that space creating growth or life that you can draw from that. And
that's so symbolic. Or
like just understanding. Yes. So, cool. Like, even in the one little character of Ma, there's, like, all of that that you can analyze and draw out of it. So, I wanted to sort of bring this up because I'm more specifically inclined towards, like, the animation side of that. Because, like, yeah, you, like, Chelsea, you watch a little bit of anime and, like, I grew up watching a whole lot of it, got really into it, and then got more into like manga for a while at the time, and now I'm like starting to sort of get into that though. But like, I guess I'll give a brief outline of sort of that structure of how I got into it.
Yes.
So I very much got into it at like, okay, the anime that is like crazy, just action sort of all the time. where it's a very like Western culture influenced, and that was with Gurren Lagann, which is like very much like crazy wild stuff happening all the time, and it culminates in like this huge universal expanse like action battle sequence. And
my first anime was Death Note.
Yes. So, but then like from there I was like more into like action and thrillers and stuff like that, and again like stuff with like a whole lot of just stuff thrown at you all the time. And then I had an experience with one of those thrillers, which I don't even know if I want to say the name of it because I don't want other people to be just traumatized by this by this show. But okay, it was called School Days, and essentially it was like a parody on the harem genre, where it was like what would actually happen, and it goes into like some like psychotic like killer stuff at the end, where like the jealous girl like just mutilates people to be with a guy. So after that I took a break from anime for a while. Didn't sleep for a few nights. And then I mostly watched like rom-coms and like comedy anime now, and like stuff that's like it builds up to a good cry at the end,
like Clannad.
Like your three tissue sort of series TV movie. I think they call it like a three hanky picture in the movie business.
Yep.
But yeah, so and a lot of that is where like Ma comes in, because there's like the space in between what like characters are doing, and it's there isn't that action that draws that out. So you have to find other ways to find sort of that tension building within the story.
I never noticed that about animes, but now that I like know that this thing exists, I feel like I'm gonna have like a lot more appreciation for like those little moments peppered throughout.
Yeah, so I came across this concept just sort of by accident. And then, like, as soon as I knew about it, I'm like, oh, yeah. And then now I, like, see where it's, like, intentionally put in to, like, all these shows.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to definitely be seeing it a lot more. Like, I love learning about a new literary device or, like, film thing. Like when we took film studies or English in high school or whatever, and then I'd be like, "See, you see it everywhere." There's a word for that too, when you like learn about something and then you see it all the time.
I find out what remember. That is. But yeah, like I'm having Chelsea watch through Clannad right now.
I'm on the last episode.
Nice. Of all seasons, both seasons?
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. But yeah, like that's even spread all throughout there, like those sort of dream sequences. Like there's a lot of like empty space and then just like swelling music that goes in between there before like anybody does anything. And like there's hardly any movement in that or anything. It's just like you appreciate the space and the landscape and the that emptiness in between.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to appreciate that a lot more now that I know what it is. We are planning on talking about Clannad as an episode of the future. If you're not wanting spoilers, you should watch Clannad. It's only 24 episodes total, I think.
Yes.
And it took me a little bit.
We'll give a a warning for like when you should watch and when it's going to be the next up episode, and just a little outro sequence somewhere, whenever it's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch about it, though, because I feel like there's so much that I didn't understand or appreciate that you'll just, like, shed light on. Anyway, that is off topic.
Yes. So, this might be, like, a little bit of a shorter episode. We're going to leave a little space in between, so to say.
I love that.
But, the last thing I wanted to cover is where I feel a lot of us in Western culture have experienced Ma, and that is through that anime. So when you like compare cartoons to Japanese anime, a lot of stuff you see in the Americas is just like constant go, go, go action sequences and characters talking or doing
it'll
something.
It'll be so interesting because the show that I wanted to talk about is The Simpsons, which I feel like is the polar opposite of Clannad. Like, it's literally, like, go, go, go the entire time. And there's always something happening. And they've somehow been going on for, like, 30 seasons or something. Like,
mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like that reflects a whole lot of our cultural mindset, too. Like,
yeah.
That like, concept of the huge, like, Marvel action movies that are, like, everything's just drawn into one, and there's, like, constantly some sort of tension or conversation or fighting going on in those movies. And that's in, like, so much of, like, all of our, like, media culture as well. So,
yeah,
it's, like, that mindset of, like, the person who is not busy all the time is lazy, and you shouldn't need a break if you enjoy what you do or, like, want to support your family or yourself or whatever. Like, you have to constantly be doing something, like, pushing towards a goal.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is food for thought. I'm definitely going to be going forward for this next bit and thinking about, like, Ma in the animes that I've been watching and the cartoons and my life in general. Thanks for mm-hmm. sharing that with me.
Yeah. So yeah, like, on the other side of this, of course there's, like, a lot of anime that is drawn from those Western influences. Like, the audience, like, they push towards, like, a Western audience that constantly mm-hmm. needs that action. So,
like Attack I said, on Titan.
Like, Gurren Lagann or, yeah, Attack on Titan or whatever, like, some of those more, like, bizarre action anime, but there's also a lot of, like, little pauses on landscapes and scenery and, like, time to think about what was just said or what just happened, or, like, a break in time between a lot of plot or action.
I love those moments,
even,
too, like,
yeah, like, even in those, like, everything's crazy going on, there's, like, those little brief, like, just reflections.
Have you ever been walking in real life or, like, outside, and you've, like, seen a moment that you're like, this could be inspiration for anime, and you just take a moment to appreciate it?
Yes.
Oh my God. I love little scenes like that.
Yeah. Like, a reference that I know you will probably know, but may not have realized contains, like, a whole lot of Ma is Agretsuko.
Really? Yes!
There's a scene in almost every episode of that anime that has her just sitting in, like, a toilet stall or something, trying to keep calm, where she's just doing nothing. Like, it's a still
frame, like, on a
and
train,
it kind of
or
zooms,
like,
in. And then there's, like, hardly any dialogue at all, and, like, a whole bunch of space between the dialogue in her head and stuff. And then suddenly all of her feelings explode.
Yeah.
So I think my favorite description of this use in animation is in an article about Studio Ghibli's director Hayao Miyazaki. So, and it was about, like, his retiring and his extensive use of Ma. So, and that article is called "The Master of Ma: Legendary Director Hayao Miyazaki is Set to Retire." For anyone interested in going and reading that, it's pretty short, but it's an interesting read. But it essentially talks about how, like, when the concentration on your characters just doing mundane things and taking the focus off of the action of the film, like, that is the breath that is needed to, like, really progress the tension, instead of just making,
yeah,
like, audiences numb to it if it's, like, constantly battering you.
Exactly. Like, you really need that contrast to appreciate the more dramatic moments. And that's why I don't cry at a lot of TV shows or animes or movies or anything. Like, I rarely ever cry when I'm watching something. But the few things that I have cried at have been animes. And my guess would be that's why, because you have that moment to calm down, and then boom, they hit you.
Mm-hmm. And, like, he has a quote in this article that I really enjoyed and would love to read it for you, because I think it really emphasizes this immense enjoyment I get when I realize the show is, like, using Ma intentionally. So he says, "The time in between my clapping is Ma. If you just have nonstop action with no breathing space at all, it's just busyness. But if you take a moment, then the tension building in the film can grow into a wider dimension. If you just have constant tension at 80 degrees all the time, you just get numb." And then he goes on to talk about Western film, saying, quote, "The people who make the movies are scared of silence. so they want to paper and plaster it over. They're worried that the audience will get bored. They might go up and get some popcorn, but just because it's 80% intense all the time doesn't mean the kids are going to bless you with their concentration. What really matters is the underlying emotions, that you never let go of those.
That's true, though. Like, I really feel like in do I need that constant tension to stay at the movies? No. I feel like if I want to go get popcorn, I'm going to go get popcorn anyway.
But yeah, like, that's what I found myself enjoying that more and more and more. Like, being able to just, like, if something is happening and it's kind of, like, mundane thing you do every day, and then, like, there's just this 30-second pause where, like, you just kind of take a step back and see the whole picture of either the character doing that or, like, the landscape surrounding them as they're doing that.
Yeah.
And then it, like, focuses back on, like, what is going on in the picture.
And now that I know what it is, I feel like I'll be able to enjoy it a lot more, too. Like, just, like, really appreciate those moments.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to this.
Yeah. One recommendation I have for people who, like, really want to get a stark realization of what Ma is in animation or, like, film, is the anime Non Non Biori, which I believe I have, like, I have told Chelsea to watch several times, like, many, many times. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so great. But it's three seasons of just, like, five kids in middle school in, like, bum ass nowhere, just the country of Japan, like a bunch of, like, rice farming society and stuff like that. And yeah, it's just, like, a bunch of elementary to middle school kids and just their everyday tasks, like going to school or, like, going fishing in the country. And it contrasts this main character who just came from Tokyo for her, like, fifth grade year, and putting her in this setting with three to four other kids that, like, makes her come to a realization of, like, the busyness of city life compared to, like, the laid-back country life. And they do so many of those scenes where it's, like, they're just doing something, like, they go through, like, a crazy fishing scene, and then there's 30 seconds of it's just, like, the sky and some treetops, and then they're, like, just sitting there drying off after they've been wet in the river or something. And
well, you didn't lead me astray, like, with so Clannad. Like,
yeah.
So I will have to watch Non Non Biori too.
Yeah, it's so good. I love it. But anyways, that is another one for the Archives. Thank you for listening to the Arcana Archives, an exploration into nerddom.
If you have any questions or suggestions for future topics or guests, please reach out to us at arcanacollective.archives@gmail.com.
Or follow us on Facebook or Instagram with the username @ArcanaArchives.
Hope to see you again.